Charlie Bird lived a paradox. As Cosmo the Cougar, BYU's beloved mascot, he performed jaw-dropping flips before 60,000 cheering fans. His viral performances with the Cougarettes earned him national fame. Children lined up for his autograph. Parents told him he was their kid's hero. Yet behind this celebration lurked a painful irony. The costume that made him beloved was the same disguise that allowed him to hide his deepest truth. The question haunted him during every performance. Would these same people still let their children look up to me if they knew I was gay? He was most celebrated when least authentic, most connected when most concealed. For years, he had tried to escape his attraction to men through prayer, fasting, and elaborate systems of self-monitoring. He highlighted stereotypically masculine interests while hiding his love for dance and art. He developed rules for himself. Don't cross your legs, deepen your voice, avoid certain gestures. The weight of this double life became unbearable. During a summer internship in Washington, D.C., far from his usual social circles, something shifted. After leaving church early one Sunday, he changed clothes and headed to meet a group of Latter-day Saints walking in D.C. Pride. There, he spoke the words aloud for the first time, "I'm gay." Hours later, sitting by the Capitol reflecting pool watching the sunset, a new thought emerged. He had spent years asking God to change his nature, but had never asked for guidance on how to honor it.
Charlie, Jesus made flowers. These words from his sister Janine transformed his view of masculinity after being mocked as gay for doing backhand springs at a football game. Hiding during church, he confessed to Janine through tears, "I'm a freak. I don't fit in with other guys." Her response was profound. Christ, the most perfect man, created beautiful things and possessed qualities often labeled feminine. Being a man has nothing to do with gender stereotypes. These things you're embarrassed of make you more like Jesus. He realized many of the Savior's celebrated qualities, patience, empathy, gentleness, compassion, are considered feminine by modern society. Scripture often depicts Christ in maternal forms. Later, as Cosmo the Cougar, he mastered dancing with the Cougarettes. When their homecoming routine went viral with comments questioning his sexuality, he smiled, because it was true. Through Cosmo, he influenced mascot programs nationwide and performed on ESPN's College Football Awards.
"Charlie, I love you." His cousin Rachel's words felt like his first true breath in years. After coming out, she helped him understand his sexual orientation didn't define him, empowering him to tell his sisters, who embraced him unconditionally. Telling his athletic, type A brother Sam was harder. While hiking Mount Kilimanjaro, he revealed he was gay. Sam responded instantly, "I love you and I don't care. This doesn't change anything." They shared a Snickers bar as Sam asked questions and apologized for past comments. Their family reached the summit in 3 days, watching sunrise from 19,341 feet. The real triumph wasn't the peak. It was the deeper bond formed with Sam as they shared vulnerabilities each night. This experience revealed vulnerability's power. Living in darkness had bred shame, while walking in the light brought confidence. Sharing our authentic selves with those who love us begins our climb toward light. One Christmas morning, his carefully constructed future shattered. At BYU, after his mission, he thought his same-sex attraction was behind him as he planned for marriage. That perfect Christmas day, filled with family presents and backflips under Christmas lights, ended when a man's social media profile revealed his attraction hadn't vanished. This crisis taught him three lessons. First, take life day by day, inspired by his mother who rebuilt post-divorce by focusing on tomorrow rather than distant years. He made lists of small, healthy choices, following Jesus' wisdom to consider the lilies of the field. Second, seeking help shows strength. Through therapy, he gained practical skills and self-forgiveness. Third, change isn't always loss.
Like Joseph of Egypt's journey from pit to palace to power, he found the Lord remained constant through every shift.
Despite knowing he wasn't attracted to women, he dated his friend Mary, hoping to break his curse through a mixed orientation marriage. Though he loved her deeply, kissing felt fundamentally wrong. When she sought exclusivity, he ended things, leaving both of them hurt. This experience taught him authenticity's value. Like bridling his childhood horse Buck's strength into something beautiful, he realized his same-sex attraction needed guidance, not suppression. When he stopped fighting his feelings and sought divine guidance instead, his spiritual growth flourished. Being gay blessed him with unique abilities to connect with women, empathize with marginalized groups, and express creativity. He discovered agency was a gift, not a curse, allowing him to steer his path while trusting the Lord's guidance. By bridling rather than suppressing his passions, he found his identity encompassed far more than sexual orientation. Coming out to his friend Sarah marked a spiritual shift. When he tearfully shared his secret, Sarah responded with compassion. "I wish you could see how much Jesus loves you." The Spirit testified of Christ's unconditional love. When he showed Sarah a list of hurtful statements from church leaders about homosexuality, Sarah advised, "You can't fight hate with hate. You have to forgive or you'll never heal." Christ's words, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do," helped him see these leaders as imperfect humans guided by fear. He replaced grievances with positive goals. Acknowledge pain without bitterness, pray for those who hurt him, and practice forgiveness. He rebuilt faith by examining core questions through personal revelation, viewing the church as a spiritual framework rather than an institution. Supporting others with similar struggles helped him find purpose and connection. After hearing homophobic slurs from basketball players, he spoke up to athletic director Liz, revealing both his role as Cosmo and his sexuality. Rather than facing punishment, she invited him to help address LGBTQ issues at BYU, leading to his participation in the school's first LGBTQ Q&A panel. While in Egypt with his father, he discovered his coming out story had gone viral. "Everyone loved me as Cosmo the Cougar, but would they love who I was behind the mask?" By their arrival at JFK, his story had become national news. Coming out to his homophobic father a year earlier had seemed impossible. Yet his father's anger transformed to tears. "I'm your dad and you couldn't tell me." Their conversation ended with understanding and reconciliation. Through prayer and acceptance, his father became his strongest advocate, and he discovered his faith and orientation weren't contradictory. They were both essential to his identity. Like Monet's paintings that appear chaotic up close but reveal beautiful cathedrals from afar, our lives gain clarity with divine perspective. True courage means standing authentically in our complete selves, knowing God loves us exactly as we are.